Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. This is your wellness radio for both Imperial and Mexicali. I'm your host, Maria Wyatt, and my co-host is Scott Dudley.
Hi, welcome aboard today. Join us this week and every week for great shows. And the minute you latch on to a great show, that means somebody else needs to hear it. And so what we'd like you to do is we'd like you to go to the podcast at kxoradio.com, click on the show, copy the browser, and then put it wherever it needs to go. You can send it on Facebook. You can send it on Messenger. You can send it on email. Cousin Joe sitting watching TV in Cedar Rapids, Iowa right now, catching the last rerun of The Daily Show or whatever he's doing. He could benefit from the show. Send it to him. That way, what we're doing here, the community wellness, is reaching out and reaching around and impacting, you know, a bigger and bigger circle of people, thanks to you and your point-and-click buttons. All right? Welcome aboard. My name is Scott Dudley. I'm the co-host. And we're never sure, are we? And we are joined by a frequent, dare I say, at least semi-regular guest for whom Imperial Valley owes a lot, because her message is always true and very important. And it's something about children, I think, that we tend not to be as instantly aware of. We're joined today by author, behavioral analyst, Jessica Minahan, live and direct and somewhat circuitous route from Boston.
Yes, thank you for having me again.
Enjoying our nice, warm summer days.
I have never felt heat like this. It's a new one for me. I've not been to visit you in August before, and I think it will be my last August visiting you. I will see you in February, maybe.
If you ever wanted to know what every pore wide open felt like, just sit in your car after the show for about 10 minutes or so.
Yeah, it's impressive. It's impressive. Yep. But I'm happy to be here, despite the heat.
Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, but the topic is not new, but the topic is important, and it's kind of almost a back-to-school moment, certainly.
I know. This is perfect for back-to-school. Mm-hmm. And it's important because I think, you know, teachers, they go to a school, they get their bachelor's, liberal studies, you know, they do their teaching, getting their teaching credentials, but they don't get the behavioral part of it. You know, why are kids behaving the way they are? And during this time, you know, trying to the implementation, California, well, our county implemented the Common Core. So that's a whole new different way of teaching the subjects that teachers have to relearn. So that was, you know,
there's
a big
there's a change moment for you.
I know. Mm-hmm. And then trying to manage a classroom mm-hmm. with not just 5 kids, but sometimes 25 children. And with different, every child was brought up a different way, and trying to manage that and still be able to teach. So, yeah.
Well,
they have their hands full.
And now it's
a really hard profession.
And now it's a different group of people. I mean, now it's the iGen kids. It's the kids that, you know, to their parents, to quiet them when they were 3, bought them little swipe screen things, and they were like
tablets.
Tablets. They were like playing with their tablets.
Or the phone. Here's the phone.
It's an emerging generation of kids with very different minds and very different ways of seeing the world.
Right. Now they have to sit down and listen to the teacher.
That's right. Yeah, and the rates of anxiety is what I was in. I was lucky to be in Imperial County today in the public school system at the Frank Wright Middle School. And yesterday was with elementary teachers, today middle and high school teachers, which was really lovely. They have a little anxiety themselves because school is starting Monday. So it was a good topic to talk about kids with anxiety today. And we were talking about just that, like what – because the rates of kids with anxiety is going up exponentially every year. So according to National Institute of Health, 1 in 4 kids have acute anxiety by age 18. Yeah, 25.1%.
Wow. So that means in a class of 20, mm-hmm. wow,
Five.
Like, yeah,
I can do this.
There you go. Yeah, so it's a, you know, it's a good chunk of kids, and it explains a lot of behaviors. The behaviors that are associated with anxiety could be, look like anything. Could look like opposition, could look like worry, could look avoidant, could look like anything. But being aware that anxiety is a possible reason for behavior is really interesting.
We hear about, you know, classrooms with predominance of ADHD.
Mm-hmm.
We don't hear commonly about a predominance, and one out of four is a pretty significant number, mm-hmm. of anxiety.
Yeah.
Is there a reason for that? Is this something that we're just kind of waking up to? Or?
Well, there's a couple. The research points to a couple of reasons. So one, sort of you were just touching on, is the pace of life for a child these days is much different, mm-hmm. than when I was a child. So kids are in sports teams after school. A lot of times when you look at a 12-year-old's schedule, it's busier than our schedules. I mean, it looks really packed. They have lessons and this and that, and they're rushing off. Saturday, Sunday's very full.
We had a doctor on about 6 months ago, Dr. Peter Gray, and he'd written a book that and felt very strongly that the rise in anxiety was tied to a lack of free play,
mm-hmm.
and basically pointed out how all of those activities are very structured, mm-hmm. and not very free play, and that free play taught kids some
right.
very important life lessons that, and in the end, helped them manage
that's right.
anxiety.
Yep, so you don't have as many opportunities to mm-hmm. fail. So, for example, if you play on the street with your neighborhood kids, and one of the kids is being bullying and hogging the ball, the rest of the kids may walk away and not want to play with him. That's a good lesson for them.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It. Heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 radio and Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. on FM 107.5. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.